Public Speaking for Dummies by Malcolm Kushner. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Public Speaking for Dummies by Malcolm Kushner is a comprehensive guide to public speaking. It covers the basics of public speaking, from understanding the audience to delivering a powerful speech. It also provides tips and techniques for improving your public speaking skills. The book begins by discussing the importance of public speaking and the different types of speeches. It then covers the basics of speech preparation, including researching the topic, writing the speech, and rehearsing. It also provides advice on how to use body language and voice to enhance your presentation. The book then moves on to discuss the different types of public speaking, such as persuasive, informative, and ceremonial speeches. It provides tips on how to structure each type of speech and how to use rhetorical devices to make your speech more effective. It also covers how to use visual aids to enhance your presentation. The book also provides advice on how to handle difficult situations, such as dealing with hecklers and handling questions from the audience. It also provides tips on how to handle stage fright and how to use humor effectively. Finally, the book provides advice on how to evaluate your performance and how to use feedback to improve your public speaking skills. Public Speaking for Dummies is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their public speaking skills. It provides a comprehensive overview of the basics of public speaking and provides tips and techniques for improving your performance. It is an essential guide for anyone looking to become a better public speaker. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your audience. It is important to understand who your audience is and what they expect from your speech. Knowing your audience will help you tailor your speech to their needs and interests. Main idea number 2. Prepare your speech. Before delivering your speech, it is important to plan and practice it. This includes researching your topic, writing an outline, and rehearsing your speech. Main idea number 3. Use visual aids. Visual aids can help to engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. Examples of visual aids include slides, videos, and props. Main idea number 4. Speak with confidence. It is important to project confidence when speaking in public. This can be done by speaking slowly and clearly, maintaining eye contact, and using gestures. Main idea number 5. Manage your nerves. Nerves are a normal part of public speaking. To manage your nerves, practice deep breathing, focus on the positive aspects of your speech, and remind yourself that you are prepared. Main idea number 6. Use humor. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more enjoyable. However, it is important to use humor appropriately and not to overuse it. Main idea number 7. Use stories. Stories can be a great way to illustrate a point or to make your speech more memorable. When using stories, make sure they are relevant to your topic and audience. Main idea number 8. Use quotations. Quotations can be a great way to add credibility to your speech. When using quotations, make sure they are relevant to your topic and audience. Main idea number 9. Use questions. Asking questions can be a great way to engage your audience and to get them thinking about your topic. When using questions, make sure they are relevant to your topic and audience. Main idea number 10. Use examples. Examples can be a great way to illustrate a point or to make your speech more memorable. When using examples, make sure they are relevant to your topic and audience. Main idea number 11. Use statistics. Statistics can be a great way to add credibility to your speech. When using statistics, make sure they are relevant to your topic and audience. Main idea number 12. Use transitions. Transitions can help to make your speech flow more smoothly and to make it easier for your audience to follow. Examples of transitions include words, phrases, and pauses. Main idea number 13. Use repetition. Repetition can be a great way to emphasize a point or to make your speech more memorable. When using repetition, make sure it is relevant to your topic and audience. Main idea number 14. Use voice variation. Varying your voice can help to keep your audience engaged and to make your speech more interesting. Examples of voice variation include volume, pitch, and speed. Main idea number 15. Use body language. Body language can be a great way to engage your audience and to emphasize a point. Examples of body language include gestures, facial expressions, and posture. Main idea number 16. Use silence. Silence can be a great way to emphasize a point or to give your audience time to think. When using silence, make sure it is relevant to your topic and audience. Main idea number 17. Use technology. Technology can be a great way to engage your audience and to make your speech more memorable. Examples of technology include slides, videos, and props. Main idea number 18. Use visualization. Visualization can be a great way to engage your audience and to make your speech more memorable. Examples of visualization include images, metaphors, and analogies. Main idea number 19. Use handouts. Handouts can be a great way to engage your audience and to make your speech more memorable. When using handouts, make sure they are relevant to your topic and audience. Main idea number 20. Use feedback. Feedback can be a great way to improve your speech and to make sure your audience is engaged. Examples of feedback include surveys, questions, and comments. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your audience is essential to delivering an effective speech. Knowing who your audience is and what they expect from your speech will help you tailor your message to their needs and interests. For example, if you are speaking to a group of business professionals, you may want to focus on the practical applications of your topic, while if you are speaking to a group of students, you may want to focus on the theoretical aspects. Additionally, understanding your audience will help you determine the best way to communicate your message. You may need to adjust your language, tone, and delivery style to ensure that your message is understood and appreciated by your audience. It is also important to consider the demographics of your audience. Knowing the age, gender, and cultural background of your audience can help you craft a speech that resonates with them. For example, if you are speaking to a group of older adults, you may want to use language that is more formal and avoid slang. Similarly, if you are speaking to a group of young people, you may want to use more casual language and include references to popular culture. Finally, it is important to consider the expectations of your audience. Knowing what they expect from your speech will help you craft a message that meets their needs. For example, if your audience is expecting a motivational speech, you may want to focus on inspiring stories and anecdotes. On the other hand, if your audience is expecting a more technical presentation, you may want to focus on data and facts. Main idea number 2. Preparing your speech is an essential step in delivering a successful presentation. Before you begin, it is important to research your topic thoroughly. This will help you to gain a better understanding of the subject and provide you with the necessary information to craft an effective speech. Once you have done your research, you should create an outline of your speech. This will help you to organize your thoughts and ensure that your speech flows logically. Finally, it is important to practice your speech. This will help you to become more comfortable with the material and ensure that you are able to deliver your speech confidently. With proper preparation, you will be able to deliver an engaging and informative speech that will leave a lasting impression on your audience. Main idea number 3. Visual aids can be a great way to make your speech more engaging and memorable. They can help to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Examples of visual aids include slides, videos, and props. Slides can be used to show images, diagrams, or text that help to explain your points. Videos can be used to show a demonstration or to provide a visual representation of a concept. Props can be used to help bring your speech to life and make it more interactive. Using visual aids can help to make your speech more interesting and easier to understand. They can also help to keep your audience engaged and make your speech more memorable. When using visual aids, it is important to make sure that they are relevant to your topic and that they are used in a way that enhances your speech. Main idea number 4. Speaking with confidence is essential for successful public speaking. It is important to project an air of assurance and poise when speaking in front of an audience. To do this, it is important to speak slowly and clearly, making sure to enunciate each word. Maintaining eye contact with the audience is also important, as it helps to create a connection between the speaker and the audience. Additionally, using gestures can help to emphasize points and keep the audience engaged. It is also important to practice beforehand. Rehearsing the speech multiple times can help to build confidence and ensure that the speaker is familiar with the material. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the body language that is being projected. Standing up straight, keeping the arms uncrossed, and smiling can help to project confidence and create a positive impression. Finally, it is important to remember that the audience is on the speaker's side. Most people want the speaker to succeed and will be rooting for them. Keeping this in mind can help to boost confidence and make the speech more enjoyable for both the speaker and the audience. Main idea number 5. Managing your nerves is an important part of public speaking. Nerves are a normal part of the process, and it is important to learn how to manage them in order to give a successful speech. There are several techniques that can help you manage your nerves. First, practice deep breathing. Taking deep breaths can help you relax and focus on the task at hand. It can also help to reduce the physical symptoms of anxiety, such as a racing heart or sweaty palms. Second, focus on the positive aspects of your speech. Remind yourself of the points you want to make and the audience you are speaking to. This can help you stay focused and confident. Finally, remind yourself that you are prepared. You have put in the time and effort to prepare for your speech, and you are ready to deliver it. This can help you stay calm and confident in the face of your nerves. By following these tips, you can learn to manage your nerves and give a successful speech. With practice and preparation, you can become a confident and successful public speaker. Main idea number 6. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more enjoyable. It can help to lighten the mood and make your points more memorable. However, it is important to use humor appropriately and not to overuse it. If you use too much humor, it can become distracting and take away from the main points of your speech. When using humor, it is important to make sure that it is appropriate for the audience and the topic. It is also important to make sure that the humor is not offensive or hurtful. If you are unsure about the appropriateness of a joke, it is best to leave it out. Humor can be a great tool to use in your speech, but it is important to use it wisely. If you use it appropriately, it can help to make your speech more enjoyable and memorable. Main idea number 7. Stories can be a powerful tool for public speakers. They can help to illustrate a point, make a speech more memorable, and even evoke emotion from the audience. When using stories, it is important to make sure they are relevant to the topic and audience. For example, if you are giving a speech about the importance of education, you might tell a story about a student who overcame great odds to graduate from college. This story would be more effective than a story about a successful businessperson, as it would be more relatable to the audience. When telling stories, it is important to make sure they are concise and to the point. You don't want to ramble on for too long, as this can cause the audience to lose interest. Additionally, make sure to use vivid language and imagery to help the audience visualize the story. This will help to make the story more engaging and memorable. Finally, make sure to end the story with a strong conclusion. This will help to emphasize the point you are trying to make and will leave the audience with a lasting impression. By using stories effectively, you can make your speech more engaging and memorable. Main idea number 8. Using quotations in your speech can be a powerful way to add credibility and authority to your message. Quotations can be used to illustrate a point, to provide evidence for an argument, or to add a personal touch to your speech. When using quotations, make sure they are relevant to your topic and audience. Quotations should be chosen carefully to ensure that they are appropriate and meaningful. Additionally, make sure to properly cite the source of the quotation to give credit where it is due. Quotations can be a great way to add a personal touch to your speech. They can be used to illustrate a point, to provide evidence for an argument, or to add a personal touch to your speech. Quotations can also be used to add a sense of authority to your speech. When using quotations, make sure they are relevant to your topic and audience. Additionally, make sure to properly cite the source of the quotation to give credit where it is due. Main idea number 9. Asking questions can be a great way to engage your audience and to get them thinking about your topic. Questions can be used to introduce a topic, to help explain a concept, to provide an example, or to prompt discussion. When using questions, make sure they are relevant to your topic and audience. For example, if you are discussing the importance of recycling, you might ask your audience, "How many of you recycle regularly?" or "What are some of the benefits of recycling?" Questions can also be used to help your audience think more deeply about a topic. For example, if you are discussing the impact of climate change, you might ask, "What are some of the long-term effects of climate change?" or "What can we do to reduce the effects of climate change?" Asking questions can help your audience to think more critically about your topic and to engage more deeply with the material. Main idea number 10. Examples can be a powerful tool for making a point in a speech. They can help to illustrate a concept, make a point more memorable, or even provide a humorous break in the speech. When using examples, it is important to make sure they are relevant to the topic and audience. For example, if you are giving a speech about the importance of saving money, you might use an example of a family that was able to save enough money to buy a house. Or, if you are giving a speech to a group of teenagers, you might use an example of a classmate who was able to save enough money to buy a car. Examples can also be used to provide evidence to support a point. For example, if you are giving a speech about the importance of exercise, you might use an example of a study that showed that people who exercise regularly have lower rates of heart disease. Or, if you are giving a speech about the importance of recycling, you might use an example of a city that was able to reduce its waste by implementing a recycling program. Using examples can be a great way to make a speech more engaging and memorable. However, it is important to make sure that the examples are relevant to the topic and audience. By doing so, you can ensure that your examples will be effective in helping to illustrate your point. Main idea number 11. Statistics can be a powerful tool to add credibility to your speech. When using statistics, make sure they are accurate and relevant to your topic and audience. For example, if you are discussing the impact of a new policy, you may want to include statistics that show the number of people affected by the policy, the cost of the policy, or the economic impact of the policy. If you are discussing a health issue, you may want to include statistics that show the prevalence of the issue, the number of people affected, or the cost of treatment. When using statistics, make sure to explain the context of the statistic and how it relates to your topic. This will help your audience understand the relevance of the statistic and how it applies to your speech. Additionally, make sure to cite your sources so that your audience can verify the accuracy of the statistic. Using statistics in your speech can be a great way to add credibility and demonstrate the importance of your topic. Just make sure to use accurate and relevant statistics and explain the context of the statistic to your audience. Main idea number 12. Transitions can be used to help your audience follow your speech more easily. For example, you can use words such as however, furthermore, and in addition to move from one point to the next. You can also use phrases such as on the other hand, in contrast, and in conclusion to help your audience understand the relationship between your points. Finally, You can use pauses to give your audience time to think about what you have said and to prepare for what you are about to say. Using transitions can help to make your speech more organized and easier to follow. It can also help to keep your audience engaged and interested in what you are saying. By using transitions, you can ensure that your audience understands the connections between your points and that they are able to follow your speech more easily. Main idea number 13. Repetition can be a powerful tool when it comes to public speaking. By repeating key points, you can emphasize the importance of your message and make it more memorable for your audience. Repetition can also help to create a sense of rhythm and flow in your speech. When using repetition, make sure that it is relevant to your topic and audience. You don't want to repeat something that is not important or that your audience won't understand. Also, be sure to vary the words and phrases you use when repeating something. This will help to keep your speech interesting and engaging. Finally, don't overuse repetition. Too much repetition can become tedious and can make your speech sound monotonous. Use repetition sparingly and strategically to emphasize key points and to make your speech more memorable. Main idea number 14. Using voice variation is an effective way to keep your audience engaged and to make your speech more interesting. By varying the volume, pitch, and speed of your voice, you can create a dynamic and captivating presentation. For example, you can start off with a low, slow voice to draw your audience in, then gradually increase the volume and speed as you move through your speech. You can also use a higher pitch to emphasize certain points or to add excitement. Additionally, you can use pauses to create suspense and to give your audience time to reflect on what you've said. By varying your voice, you can create a memorable and engaging speech that will leave a lasting impression on your audience. Main idea number 15. Body language can be a powerful tool when it comes to public speaking. Gestures, facial expressions, and posture can all be used to emphasize a point or to engage an audience. For example, a speaker can use a gesture to draw attention to a particular point, or to emphasize a point they are making. Facial expressions can be used to show emotion or to convey a message. Posture can be used to show confidence or to create a sense of authority. Using body language effectively can help to make a speech more engaging and memorable. It can also help to create a connection between the speaker and the audience. When used correctly, body language can be a powerful tool for public speaking. Main idea number 16. Silence can be a powerful tool when used in public speaking. It can be used to emphasize a point, to give the audience time to think, or to create a dramatic pause. When using silence, it is important to make sure it is relevant to the topic and audience. For example, if you are speaking about a difficult or emotional topic, a moment of silence can be used to allow the audience to reflect on the issue. On the other hand, if you are speaking about a humorous topic, a moment of silence can be used to allow the audience to appreciate the joke. When using silence, it is important to be aware of the audience's reaction. If the audience is uncomfortable or confused, it may be best to move on to the next point. However, if the audience is engaged and attentive, the silence can be used to great effect. Silence can be a powerful tool to emphasize a point or to give the audience time to think. When used correctly, it can be a powerful tool to engage the audience and make your speech more memorable. Main idea number 17. Using technology in your speech can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. Slides, videos, and props are all great ways to use technology to enhance your presentation. Slides can be used to provide visuals to accompany your speech, while videos can be used to show a demonstration or to provide a more in-depth look at a particular topic. Props can be used to add a more interactive element to your speech, allowing your audience to get a hands-on experience with the topic. Using technology in your speech can also help to keep your audience engaged and interested. By providing visuals and interactive elements, you can keep your audience focused on the topic and help them to better understand the material. Additionally, using technology can help to make your speech more memorable, as your audience will be able to recall the visuals and interactive elements more easily than they would a speech without them. Overall, Using technology in your speech can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. By providing visuals, videos, and props, you can help to keep your audience focused and interested in the topic and help them to better understand the material. Main idea number 18. Visualization is a powerful tool for public speaking. It can help to engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. Visualization can be used in a variety of ways, such as through images, metaphors, and analogies. Images are a great way to illustrate a point or concept. They can be used to help explain a complex idea or to make a point more vivid. For example, if you are talking about the importance of teamwork, you could use an image of a group of people working together to achieve a common goal. Metaphors and analogies can also be used to help explain a concept. Metaphors are comparisons between two different things, while analogies are more specific comparisons between two similar things. For example, if you are talking about the importance of communication, you could use the metaphor of a bridge to explain how communication helps to connect people. Visualization can be a great way to engage your audience and to make your speech more memorable. By using images, metaphors, and analogies, you can help to make your speech more vivid and memorable. Main idea number 19. Handouts can be a great way to engage your audience and to make your speech more memorable. Handouts can provide visual aids to help your audience better understand your message. They can also provide additional information that may be too detailed to include in your speech. When using handouts, make sure they are relevant to your topic and audience. Consider including diagrams, charts, or other visuals to help illustrate your points. Additionally, make sure to provide enough copies for everyone in the audience. When preparing your handouts, make sure to include your contact information. This will allow your audience to reach out to you with any questions or comments they may have. Additionally, you can include a survey or questionnaire to get feedback from your audience. This can be a great way to gauge how effective your speech was and to get ideas for future speeches. Finally, make sure to provide your handouts in a timely manner. If you are giving a longer speech, consider providing handouts at the beginning or midway through your speech. This will give your audience time to review the material and ask questions. Main idea number 20. Feedback is an essential part of any successful speech. It helps you to gauge the effectiveness of your presentation and to make sure your audience is engaged. There are several ways to get feedback from your audience. Surveys are a great way to get feedback from your audience. You can ask questions about the content of your speech, the delivery, and the overall experience. Questions can also be used to get feedback from your audience. You can ask questions during your speech to get a better understanding of how your audience is responding to your message. Finally, comments can be used to get feedback from your audience. You can ask your audience to provide comments on your speech after it is finished. This will help you to identify areas of improvement and to make sure your audience is satisfied with your presentation. Feedback is an invaluable tool for any public speaker. It can help you to refine your message and to ensure that your audience is engaged. By using surveys, questions, and comments, you can get valuable feedback from your audience and use it to improve your speech. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.